Welcome to the Green Divas Radio Show. Host Green Diva Meg, co-host Green Diva Lisa, and sidekick Green Dude Paul share resources and ideas as they explore fun and low-stress ways to live a deeper shade of green. And now, your host, Green Diva Meg.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Never get tired of that crowd.
I know. Makes me feel so loved. Welcome to the Green Divas Radio Show. You're on with Green Diva Meg.
And Green Diva Lisa.
And sidekick Green Dude Paul.
I don't think he likes that sidekick.
He's a regular
sidekick, token testosterone, you know. You guys just have your way with me.
Oh.
Go along with it.
You're so easy, Paul.
Yeah. We just said that on the radio, didn't we? Hopefully my wife is not listening.
Well, we've got a fun show today. We're going to do our Gettin' Local with the Green Divas.
Wherever you are.
Wherever you are. With Megan Van Dyke, the editor of the Daily Record Grassroots section. And she was supposed to be out today with a group cleaning up Patriot's Path. And for those that live around here, they know that it's a wonderful, wonderful nature path that you can use for biking, running.
Equestrian at points. It's 30 or 40 miles long. It's quite a network that
goes. It's amazing. Wayne and I used to run it and ride bikes through.
Yeah, all through Morris County. You can go to morriscountyparks.org and get more information on that.
So they were doing some cleanup, but I think with the rain, maybe not so much. But we're going to be talking to her about all kinds of things that were featured in the grassroots section this week, including a local food entrepreneur. Oh, gosh, what was the other thing that I wanted to do? Well, when we get there, we'll get there.
There we go.
There's so much to talk about. I really had fun reading up on the grassroots stuff, too.
Yeah. And then, as if that's not fun enough, we have the Green Reaper on
dun,
today.
Dun, dun, dun.
I know it should. It seems like it could be like that, but it's not.
She's so celebratory. I love her.
Yeah, Elizabeth Fournier, who's also the author of a very fun book called "All Men Are Cremated Equal: My 77 Blind Dates." It's a very funny
nice.
Book.
Nice.
And she's just a delight and has such great information. I've made big changes in my decision-making.
Well, she's really helped educate us on a topic that can be kind of scary or uncomfortable. But
touches all of our lives.
Yeah, and she's very inspiring in some of the creative ideas and the things that she's doing. And she's out in Washington State. Oh, no, Boring, Oregon. I don't know why I said Washington State.
Now, that's the name of the town, or
yes,
just passing judgment?
No, that's the name of the town. I had a friend that lived in Boring, Oregon.
We should clarify that. We don't want any
she's
callers.
Not boring.
We love
no.
our Oregon listeners.
I know.
I had a friend that lived in Boring, and we used to call him Lonely Bob from Boring, Oregon.
Oh, that is sad. One of the things she's going to be talking to us about for the fire-phobic. You know, some of us just are not comfortable with the idea of certain things
even
happening
when we're dead.
Yeah, right? Just please.
Keep me away from fire.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but there is a new alkaline hydrolysis, which returns the body to its ashy state using a mixture of water, heat, and pressure, and potassium hydroxide. It's very interesting concept.
I'm very excited about this because I'm all about I'm very interested in the Eternal Reefs program, which is where they take your cremains and they put them in these cement balls and then place them in the ocean to help restore the coral reefs.
Which is a really neat idea for Pisces, particularly.
You're right. And, you know,
it's a new meaning on Swim with the Fishes, which used to also be equated.
Yeah,
with,
right.
And that was a real Joyzy thing, as I recall.
Exactly.
Joyzy. And
so anyway, it's surprising how fun and interesting she makes this topic, and she makes me want to make sure she's in my will. Can we fly her out here to take care of things?
That's right.
Well, I'm dying to hear more.
Yes,
we need a percussionist or better jokes.
No. So now, our G2 Organics giveaway. People, this is it. Final last call. We're going to pick someone next week. So go to our Facebook page. Mention G2 Organics on our Facebook page.
Green Divas.
Yeah, which is Facebook. facebook.com/greendivas.
I've heard of that Facebook. I think it might catch on.
Yeah.
I think it might.
You're on top of things.
I am.
And, you know, all through the show, we're going to come up with lots of good information, and we'll probably speed past it, and some of you are driving in your cars. So if you want to learn more about the things that we talk about, or want, we'll have links and information on our website, which is thegreendivas.com.
Well, that's a good theory. We have some difficult
yes.
with our website today, right now.
So be patient if... No. There's something funky with the site today. Hopefully we'll have that all resolved by this evening.
So stick to Facebook is what you're saying.
Stick to Facebook, and if you aren't able to get what you need today, I'm sure we'll be
The way, it's not like we've not been hacked or anything wacky, but something happened to the design of the site in the back end, so we have people fixing it.
It's got a little Picasso going on?
If it isn't beautiful when you open the site, then it's not there, so... Be patient and come back to us.
Yeah. But I just want to reassure people that it's not infected or something wacky like that.
Or that's not your eyes. It's,
yeah. like, wow. Yeah, those green divas are pretty
tricky.
Flat.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway. So, you know, I got these cool green cards called Boom Boom cards, the green edition. Right?
I have never heard of a regular edition Boom Boom card, but I'm so glad that they've done the green edition.
Right. And they're kind of fun. It's a little deck of cards. You register the deck, and then they give you, it's like random, here, let's just pick a Boom Boom card and then read about it. Shall we do that? Okay. Listen, Jesse, Silent Jesse, drum roll, please.
Silent drum roll.
Okay. So I picked one out here, and it's... Number 17, open that overstuffed cupboard or drawer. Remove those old cards, computers, game boxes, cell phones, etc. Take them to the recycling center. This is good for spring cleaning, right?
That's right.
How
I think I should repost last year's spring cleaning thing.
Anyway, it says breathe easier with less toxins in your home and in the landfill. So that it's really a push on cleaning out and recycling appropriately. Use the keyword e-waste to search for websites that will help you find out where and how. And then it says, whoa, in 2007, approximately 29.9 million computers were discarded in the U.S. Yeah, I know we've worked with these numbers a little bit.
Uh-huh.
That's over 112,000 computers per day.
Didn't we discover that the e-waste
equaled
100,747
fully loaded.
In a landfill.
Yeah, that's crazy.
In a year.
So the cool thing about this card is you don't just register the deck. You give the cards out, you
register
each action.
So what we do now is, like, so you flip over the card and it says, this is a Boom Boom card. It's been places. It's done things. It's got stories to tell. It's on a mission. So then you go to the website and register this particular action. And then they give you kind of other things you can do to be an agent of altruism.
I was just going to say, including that
Isn't
designation.
That great?
Very cool. On behalf of the human race, thank you.
They're very clever in a lot of ways. So
seems
I think
we're doing the right thing. As I look through the deck here, it's like, yeah, doing that. Yeah,
I know, right?
Even some pertinent to our subjects the last couple of
weeks. I know. I saw the Vampire Power one. I thought, well, I don't want to pick that because we just talked about it last week. Here, you want to pick another one?
No, I'm just saying it's great that we're... We're right on target with these things.
Yeah. Okay. Here, you pick one.
I have one here. It says, it's number 18, and it says, read Dr. Seuss classic, The Lorax, to a child. If they're old enough, have a conversation and find out what they think about it.
Now, that's interesting because the honest truth is that this deck of cards has been sitting on my desk for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, embarrassingly. We're a little behind on
We have a stack of things to go through sitting on our desks.
We're lucky girls. But
we are.
This was before the Lorax came out. I mean, there might have
before
been a little
film,
bit of
sure.
before the film did. So,
and there's so much controversy about the film, too. I think it's great.
What is the controversy about the film?
Well, about whether there really is global warming.
Oh, that? That?
Whether, yeah.
Are we still on that?
Yeah, stuff like that. So, and then it says revolutionize it. Give the book as a gift. There's a whole foundation dedicated to the Lorax. Find out what it's all about here. Seussville.com/Lorax Project.
Wow. No kidding.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a movement.
I didn't realize it was that big, but we're going to do a thing about movies in the coming weeks.
He was, Dr. Seuss was so good at the allegory thing. How about the Butter Battle Book? Did you remember that one? That was like the nuclear war, you know, analogy, right?
Uh-huh.
I love that book. I used to read that to my kids all the time. Remember, Jesse?
Well, definitely. Oops, sorry.
She's nodding. You're not
a family moment here. If she can't respond,
you don't have to. We have to worry about interrupting silent Jesse.
What do you
got? Well, this is very cool. People definitely should look for the Boom Boom. I picked the Everyday Boom Boom card.
Oh.
It's a virtual non-trackable card that you can access through the Boom Boom Card's iPhone app.
Oh.
And,
that's if you have an iPhone. Some of us are still on old Crackberries.
Do they do Android?
But it's funny that this one is to celebrate the everyday gorilla goodness that happens beyond Boom Boom cards. Very cool. So
well,
if you help someone or you witness
beyond
a cool kind
the Boom
act,
Boom,
the like Boom the, Boom and beyond.
I like the gorilla actions there. That's us.
It kind of is.
Yeah, no, it was, what was it? It was gorilla goodness.
Gorilla goodness. That reminds me of our seed bombs. You know, I was trying to explain to someone yesterday what seed bombs were about.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, well, what do you do with them? I said, well, they were designed primarily for guerrilla gardening and urban areas. And they, you know, I just love that idea of running around planting things.
For those who don't know, it comes with a slingshot. And you get these balls that are full of seeds that are appropriate for the area that you're dropping these bombs in. And you just shoot them into empty lots and all over the place. And flowers grow. And
yeah.
Sounds like fun.
It's such a great idea.
Definitely bridges our interest.
Did you ever get to play with the seed bombs?
I have not.
Oh, he missed the seed bombs.
You'd think anything with a slingshot that the dude should get to play with.
I know.
Out on me, ladies.
That was when we were back at Homegrown. We had our
the old days of Homegrown.
Yeah, we had the slingshot in like a bag of these things. And remember, Jesse, we're all outside like, wee.
Well, this is certainly the time of year to get those going.
Yeah.
Got some rain out there.
You know how that started? We've interviewed them. We'll have to have them on again. They're really neat people. Green Aid is the company. They had inherited a couple, like maybe a half a dozen bubblegum machines. They didn't know what to do with them.
I've forgotten about that.
How clever is that?
Get a seed bomb.
So now they're all over the world. I believe they have them in Europe as well. I want
one. Very cool.
I want a seed bomb.
Seeds are very important.
Well, they are. And I just love the concept that you're thinking about, you know, and it started with areas like Philadelphia where there might be a, you know, kind of a yucky, empty lot.
Okay. You think?
Yeah, a couple.
There's so many.
And the invasives taking over our suburban and urban areas. So, yeah.
And these kinds of things have a trickle effect. You know, in Philadelphia alone, you know, they have the mural project. And these artists come into, they find an empty lot and they do a big mural on the side of a building and the kids start to hang out and help out. And then when the mural people are gone, somebody in the, you walk by later on and the lot's all cleaned up. And then the next time you go by, there's a garden in the lot. And the next time you go by, there's little gardens on the houses down the street. I mean, these things really do have a trickle effect.
Many of the urban areas come up with great ways to reconnect with kind of abandoned and vacant land. When we were in Chicago, there was a great program, great play on words. It was called Turn a Lot Around.
Wow.
And they were just a bunch of volunteers would go out into a community and we'd start cleaning it up, waiting for the neighbors to come out and ask questions. What's going on here? What are you going to do? It's like,
over.
Well, you help us decide. This is your neighborhood. And
great
community building, great connections, and really kind of levels of playing field.
I like that. I like that idea.
That
nothing
cool
like
name.
Building a little pride into your community. You know, you get people to participate.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, listen, you know, we've got a whole lot of cool stuff coming up for the show. So we're going to take a little break. But, you know, please stay tuned.
More fun to come.
Good morning.
What the heck happened to you last night?
Oh, it's just my old mattress. You know, I want one of those memory foam mattresses, but they're so toxic. I really can't go there.
You have to try Essentia. They're the only company making outrageously comfortable, all-natural foam mattresses. You know, like Tempur-Pedic, but healthier.
Really? Essentia?
Really. And I hear they're giving away $300 with the purchase of any mattress if you mention the Green Divas radio show. Find a store near you at myessentia.com.
Hi, this is Fran Drescher, and remember, a cancer answer is cancer schmancer. And you're listening to the Green Divas.
Now, more from the Green Divas and the token testosterone green dude, Paul.
We had so much fun with Fran.
Yeah, she was really fun, and I really appreciate she gave us her signature. I can't do it justice. Forgive me, Fran. Hey, speaking of
you
that.
You should turn that into your phone ring.
That would be funny, right? That would be funny. Speaking of that, you know, I think we have Mario Batali coming on the show in a couple of weeks to talk, to do a Why Should We Care segment.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
And I believe we're working on Carol Alt, you know, the beautiful
model/supermodel and actress.
Something for the guys.
She looks great
on radio.
Yeah. Yes, unlike...
She has a whole line of natural beauty products, which we're very excited
about. While they're working.
Yeah, they do. I want some. I need some.
Speaking of beautiful, we have Frederique.
Yes.
Coming on the show in a month or so, and she has a line of a flower business.
Frederick's Choice, I think it's called. Mm-hmm. Her flower company.
Flowers as in blooms or flowers
well,
as
she's
in grains?
Well, she's blooms. From Holland, so...
Ah, that
she's
question
got the
answered.
Whole, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Got it.
Yeah, and she's... for those that don't know, she was the first Victoria's Secret model, so
she's
people...
She's like the original big Victoria's
And she's
Secret.
Still modeling, actually.
Oh, yeah. Yes. And you'll know why when you meet her, because she's one of those people that is truly gorgeous from the inside out, because we've had
indeed.
The privilege of spending some time with her. And so anyway, I think Carol's going to be in May, and she's going to be in for the whole show. So she's going to come to the studio. And
oh, boy.
Paul perked up. And the same thing with Frederick. Frederick's going to come, I believe, June 2nd and do the whole show with us as a guest Green Diva co-host.
Wow. We'll have to redecorate.
Well, we'll have to expand the room because Wayne and everybody wants mm-hmm. to be in the studio that day.
I think we'll have to sell tickets. We need to raise some money for it.
Put some posters up.
Anyway, well, Lisa, you have been on the road again.
I am the consummate road warrior, and I had the great fortune of getting to take a road trip down to Austin last week. My future daughter-in-law was traveling down from Maine, and my son said, well, if you'll go with her, I'll buy a ticket back. I was like, oh, yay, road trip.
With carbon credits?
We haven't gotten that far.
You are such a wiseacre.
I just... That's why my wife sends me here. At least she gets an hour a week off. Yeah.
So since I was away, I thought I'd better do some work. So I sat down and wrote out some of the tricks of the trade. I've been driving back and forth across this country for years, and I have a lot of projects out in the middle of nowhere that keep me off the highways, on the highways, on the smaller roadways.
And, on byways.
But long trips.
Highways and highways.
So I thought I would share some of the tricks. Now, I'm a huge fan on these trips of books on tape. But and by the way,
back so much more intelligent than when you leave. It's amazing.
See?
Yes,
see?
It's great.
Doesn't take much.
How many words per mile?
Yeah, how many words per mile? That's funny.
That is funny. By the way, I still have a cassette player. I have a cassette and a CD player in my car, so I can get stuff from all over the place. And one of the places I go is the public library, where I can get these books and things for free, and they have a great selection.
Mm-hmm. They still have those things?
Absolutely.
The Mountain Lakes Public Library, it was a, you know, booga booga. I hadn't been in there since I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I went in there, and they had a great selection, and so I got some things.
Do they
things.
Still have those miniature things in there? You know, remember the displays of the little miniature house? Do you not remember those? Okay,
no, I didn't spend.
Flashbacks here.
Yeah,
I probably
Moving
didn't spend
on.
As much
Diva
time in the library as you did. Even though I lived closer to it when I was little. So that's a great place. And another place to get good books on tape is the Cracker Barrel. See them. They're all over the country.
Yeah, they are on the highways.
What you can do is you can go in and you purchase one and you keep the receipt. And when you get to the next wherever it is you want to drop one off, and you can drop them off at any of them, they'll reimburse you short of –
Or you get another one or something?
Or you either pick another one.
That's brilliant.
This is the cheese place, huh?
The cheese
And or they reimburse you. It costs you about $4 to basically rent the book at the end of the day.
I believe Cracker Barrel, like McDonald's on some highways here in New England, has a contract, and they're mm-hmm. often on the rest stops.
Oh, absolutely.
When you're headed out west.
Absolutely. And
It's not a bad idea, though.
Cracker Barrel books.
Right?
Yeah.
Crack the book.
Absolutely.
Crack a book open.
So what I listen, well, I'll tell you, know, some of the things I listened to this trip, I listened to The Last Stand by Nathaniel Philbrick, which is all about the last stand of Custer and Sitting Bull and the whole Battle of the Little Bighorn. So that was, I haven't finished it. I'm still listening to it.
Okay.
And I often listen to Bill Moyer's Conversations with Joseph Campbell. And I
he
do
lives
those.
Here locally. Yeah. He's one of our community assets.
I do that often. I mean, I have the same set of Power Myth with me. And every time I listen to it, I learn something new, which
right,
is really
right.
Nice.
I like that.
That's kind of a standard. And sometimes I'll do some language. I'll work on either French or Spanish or Lakota or some other language that I don't really know very well. So that's kind of fun. Now, the other thing that I found, which I had, this was new this trip, is that in my cassette player, I bought online at Amazon for like $3, this cassette that attaches my MP3, my phone or my iPod or whatever, to my car radio. I love this thing. And so I plugged it in, and we listened to TED Talks, which I'm very, very, very mm-hmm. fond
yeah, there
of.
There are some pretty inspiring
They're
TED
great.
Talks. Yeah.
They're under 20-minute talks by just brilliant, passionate people that know a lot about, you know, some specific thing.
Can you
thing
ever
that I
imagine
do.
Doing a TED Talk?
I can. I've got some in mind.
Really?
I do.
I can't. I don't think I'm that smart.
I know. It's very intimidating, isn't
yeah.
it?
I don't think I'm that smart, and I'm waiting for the right subject.
I'm
but
so
I think
glad
I would,
you could do that.
I would, but
that could be your subject line. I'm not that smart.
Yeah,
that's bar
right.
pretty low, and
yeah,
maybe
exactly.
would exceed people's expectations.
Go for it.
So I got to listen to that. I got to listen to Pandora, which if you've never hooked up, now I'm a little bit slow. So I'm a little bit slow. So Pandora was I kept putting off learning to do it. It's so easy.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
so easy. And I got to listen to, I like to listen to ambient, like depending on where I'm located, music that kind of sounds like. So I listened to Gillian Welch when I was going through the Shenandoah Valley. And
she's fun. She's fun.
She's really great.
So, all right. So we got that you can entertain yourself.
I'm sorry.
Really well.
And it's great that these are green options. You don't have to buy
yeah,
books. You don't
exactly.
have to buy
right.
CDs. You can download. You can
loving
upload.
It.
You
loving
can
it.
Share.
So,
and
so a couple of the other things that I learned about was gas. You know, the gas prices are really high, and they're really diverse in terms of how much people are charging. And there's an app called Gas Buddy, and you can go on your app and find out where the least expensive gas is in your area. It has a little map so you know where it is and everything.
Don't drive too far to find it, though.
Yeah, right.
right. And you can learn lots of great tips for saving fuel by going to earthgarage.com, which
yeah.
is,
yeah.
We're big fans of theirs. And we've done, you know, we've partnered up on a couple of things, and they have great, great, and they also have often have free things to give away. And then we had the grand doggy with us, so we had to find a place to stay with that'll take a dog.
Oh.
So we used the Pet Friendly app, which will give you hotels.
There's an app for everything.
I know, but these are
useful.
Great things to use, and that one helped us a lot.
Did you have an app for finding healthy food on the road?
We only ate one meal a day in a restaurant.
Right.
We did a lot of healthy snacks. I talk about some of the healthy snacks in my blog, but we did Cracker Barrel, and
yeah.
that was actually
not too bad.
And
all
of course,
right. well,
I have issues with non-gluten, non-dairy, so
a little cheese,
I got something without cheese.
But she got a book to read about how to after effects.
Right.
I talk about good choices for snacks, good healthy choices
right.
that keep you alert.
Yeah,
on the road.
Yeah, you don't want to need like high carby, take a nap kind of food, right?
That's right. That's right.
The ones that give you the crash, uh-huh. the sugar coma.
And crashes while driving are not good in so many senses.
It's just a bad word all
it
the
is.
Way around.
Right? yeah. There is an app called roadfood.com that gives
you a lot
of
local. Popular down south, so raccoons, armadillos, things like that. Not roadkill.
Road food.
That's how you save money on your trip.
Oh, it's called, I'm sorry,
oh,
roadside.
Yeah. Not very vegan, though.
It's roadsidefood.com.
Oh, and we so are can, just out of control here. Sorry, Lisa.
That's all right. And then if you have time to make some stops and really enjoy the trip with some sites, there's a website called Weird USA.
Oh, that's started from the Weird New Jersey. Weird
exactly. Here in New Jersey, and they now have a book nationwide, and you can stop and see all kinds of...
Like the giant rubber band ball or whatever.
Exactly.
You know?
And all the strange stories that are associated with different communities.
You know, you got to give New Jersey credit. Only us could come up with Snooki, you know.
We celebrate our weirdness.
and
we challenge others to match it by going national.
And now we got to wrap up because I think we're going to move on to our next one.
Well, I have a lot more tips, and you can read all about it at our site, thegreendivas.com. And
so it's how to travel sustainably and healthy and
have some fun and be
fun.
Safe.
Have some fun. That's it.
Well, guess what time it is?
Getting local with the Green Divas, wherever you are. Join the conversation brought to you by the Daily Record's grassroots editors and, of course, the Green Divas radio show.
Hello, Megan.
Good morning.
Are you out cleaning up Patriots Path this morning?
I am, yeah. I've got the Whippany River to one side of me and a residential neighborhood to the other side of me.
Awesome.
I'm here with about a dozen trail stewards from the East Hanover Environmental Commission and the Morris County Adopt a Trail Program.
I love that. I want to adopt a trail.
Well, you can learn how on April 19th.
Okay.
The Morris County Adopt a Trail Program is having an orientation for new trail stewards.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and for folks around the country, look up your local state and county park systems, municipal as well. These are great activities to get involved in wherever you live.
This must be happening elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I mean, we're very cool and, innovative, but.
Well, it's just as simple as picking up litter.
Yeah.
All the tires that got swept during the storms down the Whippany River and all of the plastic that's everywhere.
Oh, isn't that sad?
Overwhelming.
Yeah, it's so sad. Well, thanks for being out there doing that. That's great.
Yeah, and please thank everyone who's working out there with you on this semi-dismal morning.
Yes, give them a shout out.
Yeah, there's a group of eighth grade girls here from East Hanover Middle School.
All right.
I was shocked to see them here, but that's fantastic.
All right.
Yeah,
good for them.
It's pretty impressive on a Saturday morning. In the rain.
Yeah. In the rain.
In the rain. Yeah, it doesn't feel like spring, but I've been thinking spring a lot lately.
Well.
Trying to plan some trips and, get outside and go on hikes and whatnot.
Well, I saw that I saw the article on Grassroots about some of the cool places you can drive.
Yeah, well, the real journey is when you get out of your car and walk around.
Mm-hmm.
But David Wheeler from Wild, New Jersey, was kind enough to share three of his favorite places to go on springtime drive, which included Old Mine Road in the Delaware Water Gap National Recreation Area.
Yep, been there.
It's beautiful. The Palisades Parkway up in the border of New York, New Jersey. And someplace I'd never been called Wildlife Drive out in the Edwin Forsyth National Wildlife Refuge in Brigantine. I'll have to go there.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go there, too.
I love
road trip.
I love when people are visiting and they're giving New Jersey a hard time. And I think, yeah, okay, get in the car. I'm going to drive you. And I love driving to places like this. And there are more than people believe in New Jersey.
I'm going to add the Palisades Parkway, even though I've been in parts of it, but it tells about some of the side roads you can take. I take care of a friend of mine's mom. I call her Miss Daisy because she likes to go on long rides. And I have seen the most beautiful land in New Jersey. And we have these little, I just the other day, I saw the last covered bridge in New Jersey.
I didn't know they had any covered
bridges. Which is in Sargentsville. And it's the last one standing.
Well, so there was that article, and then I also saw an article in the Grassroots section this week about getting ready for CSAs, but particularly about the Ralston Farms and food entrepreneurs.
Yes, well, I have to say I visited Bennett Haynes Farm out in Mendham last summer, and I'm very excited that I'll be part of his new CSA.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. But yeah, this is the time to join. You pay up front, helps the farmer get, you know, the machinery and the seeds that they need.
Yep.
And then you get a share every you know, either week or every other week, vegetables and whatever is in season. So you get to, you know, get exposure to new foods.
Yep.
And you got to cook.
For folks that don't know our acronym language, that's Community Supported Agriculture, and you can do searches wherever you live and find the ones nearest your home.
Well, you know, I usually recommend localharvest.org, mm-hmm. which has a pretty comprehensive list of CSAs and farmers markets where
Absolutely.
Local farmers, but I love the CSAs around here.
Yeah, we have an article about that on our website, thegreendivas.com.
So what else is going on, Megan?
Well, we're actually looking at some of the CSAs and co-op options around Morris County in our grassroots next week. So.
Oh, good.
Fantastic.
Thursday's Daily Record. Buy three or four copies.
Yeah.
It's great to share. Can never have enough.
There's that crazy green diva in there.
Yeah. Now, Megan, how is it dealing with celebrity brewmasters these days with all the press they've been getting from the dinner last week?
It's great because I still get to reap the benefits of all the beer.
Okay.
Oh, you still have some left, do you?
Didn't want the egos to get out of control now that they're celebrities.
Oh, no. Yeah. The beer was finished, so we have to get brewing on the next batch, but that's the fun of the trade. You get to brew your own craft artisan beer in your own house, and we'll show you how.
Would
the Green Divas like to be part of that one time?
I bet Lisa would.
I would. Can you make a non-gluten? Can we brew a non-gluten beer?
Someone can, I'm sure.
Could, but I wouldn't know. I don't know how. We'll have
There's
to look
an
that.
Experiment.
Well,
see?
they were really terrific. That was a great event that Grassroots sponsored. So thanks for bringing our community of food entrepreneurs together.
All right. Crack that whip, girl. You go back and clean up for all of us. And thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes.
Thanks for having me. I was glad to bring the story.
All right. Next week, Megan. Thanks.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Learn more about the Daily Record's grassroots section by going to dailyrecord.com and find other Getting Local segments and more at thegreendivas.com.
That was great.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah, well, I it's funny that they're doing more on CSAs next week
mm-hmm.
because I was going to write about CSAs
How
for the
perfect.
Column this week.
Perfect. So great to have two Megans. We can have one here with us and one out in the field doing the hard.
I'll tell you, it's confusing.
Doing the manual labor.
He says Megan and I perk up like, what? What? I got to pay attention? Anyway, well, we've got lots of fun stuff still coming up. So please stay tuned. Let's take a quick break.
Welcome to Green Light with the original Green Diva, Megan McWilliams. Useful ideas for low-stress green living straight from the Fun Green Divas radio show.
Do you want a low-stress Green Diva kitchen? Find out how coming right up. Are you a foodie or eco-fashionista or just curious about matters relating to sustainable food and eco-style? Important Media has some of the best blogs on the internet for practical and easy-to-use information from some of the most experienced green bloggers on the internet. Join the Green Divas on two of our favorites, eatdrinkbetter.com and feelgoodstyle.com, and learn and share more about easy green living. Find out about all the Important Media blogs at importantmedia.com. A Green Diva's kitchen is yummy, healthy, earth-friendly, and low stress. Here are just a few ways to make your kitchen a Green Diva kitchen. Use cloth napkins. They don't take any more energy to clean. Use eco-friendly sponges and reusable cloths for cleanup. Always use food-safe, non-toxic, and biodegradable cleaning products. Minimize garbage output by composting. Even if you don't have a garden, I bet you have a neighbor or community garden that can use it. Also, reduce garbage by recycling all that crazy food packaging. When food shopping, remember your reusable bags and try to buy products with minimal or recyclable packaging.
To find out more about the Green Divas radio show and podcast, visit thegreendivas.com.
Have you or someone you care about gone through cancer treatments recently? Chances for survival are better than ever. But to support complete healing, call Dr. Kathy Ostroff, a certified clinical nutritionist helping post-cancer patients bring their bodies back into balance. Her highly individualized programs are based on detailed blood analysis that highlight critical imbalances. Call Dr. Ostroff at 973-822-2529. That's 973-822-2529.
Now, more from the Green Divas and the token testosterone green dude, Paul.
All right. Welcome back to the Green Divas Radio Show.
We're having some fun.
Sorry,
I interrupted.
That's okay.
Who are you?
I was just going to say I'm Green Diva Meg.
And I'm Green Diva Lisa.
And I'm interrupting Green Dude Paul.
That's okay, Paul. You can interrupt any old time. We are having some fun here. So
we love having you here, Paul, by the way.
It's fun to be here.
All right.
Even as a dude diva, whatever I am.
I know. I'm going Too many jokes there. Okay, let's get Elizabeth Fournier, the Green Reaper and funeral director out in Boring, Oregon, from Cornerstone Funerals, on the air. Elizabeth?
Hi, great to hear your voice once again.
I know. I'm so glad you are able to call us this morning.
Thanks for getting up so early.
I'm fresh and up.
So you had written about this new process that is being promoted more in the U.S. and in Europe. You want to tell us about that?
Yeah. For the longest time, when you shuffled off your mortal coil, all you could do was cremate or you could bury. Those were the two options that we really recognized as common themes for disposition. But now something has crept up the last couple of years and it's been really silent because people haven't quite been able to get their heads around it, but it's called alkaline hydrolysis. And also it's been known as water resumation. Some people call it bio-cremation. Any of these terms around New Jersey, you hear any of this stuff?
I have not, but I also haven't really been paying that much attention. So that's why we're glad
yeah,
we have you.
It's a random thing where you've got to really, if you have somebody who passes away in your life recently or you're very into the edge and cusp of what's going on in the funeral industry, for the most part, it's something that would have passed you right by or been under your wire, actually.
Yeah.
So, happy to tell you about it. It's called alkaline hydrolysis, and alkaline is different than lye. I think people confuse us a bit. Lye is definitely more of a chemical. Alkaline is more of that high pH content in your water. And this is a cremation that's water-based. So we're used to the traditional fire-based, where there's some sort of a kiln or an oven or what have you, where you put your loved one in and a fire starts. And with the heat, the person has a cremation. Well, this is actually with water, and it's a resolving process that uses the strong alkali in the water, and its temperature is of only 350 degrees. So it's low heat, low pressure, where if you're going to cremate somebody, you're looking at about 1,800 degrees.
No, I would also think the emissions on that would be less, right? I mean, cremation actually has some kind of pollution content, no?
Yes.
Regular?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, that's a problem. I think when we have cremations, the things that people aren't aware of is that 16% of all the mercury that's flowing around in the universe is coming from the crematoriums because of fillings in our teeth.
Wow.
That's a large
percentage.
That's a large percentage of.
That's a really big number. And if you're going to do a resumation, it produces no airborne mercury emissions. So that's 16% less of that floating around. So right there, that's a pretty huge benefit.
Can the water be recycled?
Oh, great question. Yes, it can be. The water goes into a drainage system, which is kind of a large tube, which can be hooked up and put through again. So it's just water doing a process. Think of the agitator in a washing machine. This is...
it's agitating to think about, to be honest with you.
maybe don't think about it.
Yeah.
Alkaline hydrolysis, I've seen one done on a hog, and it really is... Think about putting grandma in that old agitator, and it slowly does the back and forth with some water and a little soapy, and off you go to the races. I think America's had a bit of a hard time putting our heads around it.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, this is not a do-it-yourself, try this at home. We don't want anybody stuffing grandma in the washing machine, no.
Please don't try this at home.
I think this is not an experiment to go off on Craigslist and find an old agitator and see what will happen.
No.
It kind of works that way, and everything really comes down to a small lump of human flesh. And it comes down to a very, very small part. And it consists, it's kind of some, it's a kind of a bone ash, if you will.
All right. And, so the consistency is probably very similar in the end to regular cremains, right?
Somewhat. It breaks down the tissue, and it breaks down the bones, and it breaks down the fat and the molecules, and basically what we have inside our bodies is it forces the water in the molecules between the chemical bonds, which hold the large tissue molecules such as fat and things like that together. So it's a natural process, and what you're going to find out is it breaks down the tissue to its original small molecular building blocks. So you get, at the very end, this little bit at the basin that looks like something that you probably don't recognize.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a fine powder, so to speak.
Okay.
Which becomes then biodegradable and...
Right.
It's biodegradable, right. And then if somebody wants to go one step further, I suppose they could make a small little green burial cemetery with, you know, 1 foot by 1 foot plots, and they can have to your small, tiny little mass put in that. But
well,
it's less than you get for cremains. For cremains, you get about 8 pounds back for a female, about 10 pounds back for a male, and that's about the size of a cookie jar on mom's shelf, and this would be much smaller than
that's
that.
Where we keep Grandma.
All the grandma references there. Not
actually,
nice.
The only thing that came to mind was it Meet the Parents?
Oh, yes,
where,
yes, the cat.
The cat. Oh, it's just a terrible scene. I won't even, but it was funny. I'm sorry.
Seriously, no.
I digress.
Yes.
All that Hollywood. It just makes it all look so dramatic. You know, I've never, ever heard of the hearse going down the boulevard and running the red light, somebody hitting it, and the casket flying out the back. It just doesn't happen. You know, we do have locks on our automobiles.
I know, except
Hollywood
that...
Hollywood makes it more fun than it
unless
really
the
is.
Driver's
right.
too stoned or whatever it happens in the Hollywood.
Remember with our father's funeral, and he was he was notorious for hitting things with his car.
Backing into things.
So the hearse actually backed into the stone wall at the
actually, it was the limousine
church.
That we were in at the time.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
we all, the driver was beside himself, and we all started laughing because we felt like...
Yeah. Anyway,
that's just something
these
Dad
things
would
happen.
Do.
So let's carry on with more fun with Elizabeth. We got sidetracked.
Carrying on. Well, so I guess I can tell you some of the benefits here. We want to know about the benefits.
We do.
Why are we talking about this anyway?
Now that we've covered the details.
So the end. I'm sorry. What was that?
Enjoy your breakfast out there, our listeners.
Yeah, you have something exciting there as I'm rallying.
Yes,
up.
I would not work with any flowers or anything.
Energy bar, but that's in a compact form, so I feel good. Now, if I had Wheaties or something.
There you go. So, so why are we doing all this?
Okay, there's a lot of good reasons. The energy needed for the resumation process, it's in the form of electricity and gas, and it's less than 1/7 of the energy required for a cremation.
Wow.
So that's something. Cremation normally is done with propane or this other some sort of gas form, and just firing up the afterburner to get the oven going, I mean, that's, you know, like firing up a couple diesel trucks. I mean, it's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, right. Okay. So it's energy efficient.
It's a sterile liquid. It's safely returned to the water cycle, and it's free from any traces of DNA, which means you can use it again. When you cremate somebody, you can use the cremation oven again. You have to take everything out first. And in this case, the water cycles through. Everything is gone. So when you use the water, it's not like, oh, but that was Auntie Mame's water, therefore you're getting Auntie Mame confused with Brother Timmy. It doesn't quite work like that.
Yeah, right. Good.
Like that.
You guys brought that name out in me. I never say things like Auntie Mame.
Well, that was our mother actually was one of the, she was an actress and one of her best roles she did on stage was Auntie Mame. She played Auntie Mame.
That's right.
I must have channeled that.
Yeah. I know. I was thinking.
We got Dad and Mom in the room. Thank you very much.
She got jealous because we talked about Dad.
She got jealous.
That is funny.
Right.
So now, I always like to ask you this because you always have the most interesting answers. But what is the most creative and interesting green funeral you've done recently?
Recently,
or what? Since we last talked,
about a month. Yeah, I love the question because I'm on your show probably about twice a year, and every time you ask me that, I've had more green burials. So I always have something new to share. So thank you for letting me share. The best I had recently was a woman who knew she was passing away, so she bought her container ahead of time. She bought a recycled cardboard box, and it was in the shape of kind of a yacht. It's what she wanted to do, and it was just somebody made it for her. And then it had a couple different levels and depths. And she had her grandchildren, who all were young boys. She had them on different step ladders and stools doing different areas of this, and she had them color it with non-toxic paint.
Wow.
And different, you know, mediums like that that were bio-friendly, and had them paint this whole thing. And then she was placed in this, and then she was placed in her yard.
Now, so,
fun, huh?
That's
wow.
Great.
Now, did she, so she was alive when she asked them to participate in decorating this with?
Yeah, she was alive before she was dead.
Yes. No, but she
was, yes, she knew she was passing away, yes. And she said, kids, they were a seagoing family.
Aww.
And so this is something that spoke to them. It was right up their alley. And since they were boys, they liked the idea of painting. And they were very methodical in their painting. Girls probably would have put some swirlies and some stars and some things. And these boys were doing lots of lines.
Yeah. I just think it's a lovely way to incorporate this process with everyone in your family, especially the young people. I think today we're so at a loss as how to, because I think we've just gotten very distant from the process as being a natural thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so kids, we tend to shove them aside and keep them away from it. And
I saw an article just yesterday about should kids be part of a death, you know? And it seems like a no-brainer to me, but you must hear lots of conversations about that, Elizabeth.
Yeah, and that's a great question. That really is, because will this be good for the child? Will they feel like they were left out? How do you do it? And what I have learned from my 22 years, and I've only had 22 years, or some people have done this for 30, 40, 50, and if anybody has any great advice for me, I am more than happy to absorb it. But what I've learned is if the child is 2 or 3, we say, Grandpa went night-night. I think they can get their head around that. But,
I've heard that before, and I always worry that, are they going to worry about night-night when somebody says them that they're never coming back?
Or... That apparently has worked if somebody's 2 or 3. My child is 4, and the advantage she has is she's grown up in a funeral home, and she's watched us prepare people, and she sees me say goodnight to people, and she's well aware that so-and-so has passed, and they are going to heaven, and they are no longer alive, and, you know, she gets the whole drill, where a lot of 4-year-olds aren't privy to that. But I think when they get to be to a conversating age, 4 or 5, I think being honest with them is really important. Grandma lived her life fully. Her body is now ready to not be here anymore. And if you believe in a heaven situation, wonderful. If you believe in she's going to come back as something else, wonderful. But clearly explain what happened, where she's going. Now, we don't have to have lugubrious details if she had cancer and she was in the hospital and, you know, couldn't breathe anymore, of course, but we just need to know that you will not be seeing her anymore, and she loved you, and you need to remember X, Y, and Z. I think maybe the most important thing about somebody dying is say they're still with you in your heart and head, and it's really important to remember memories of them, and I would always suggest write them down in a journal if this is, again, somebody 6 and older who can write them down, write these memories down.
Yeah, now this reminded me of a story when our father died, Lisa. How old was Pliny? Or was it Clark? One of your kids' grandfathers died, and I remember you explaining to Pliny, my nephew, Lisa's son, that think of the happiest place you can imagine. That's where Grandpa is, and he said Chuck E. Cheese. Because of course, in his mind,
he was about five or six or something.
That was that was his happy place,
which is pretty ironic because when the kids were really young and we took them to Chuck E. Jeez, we didn't tell them that you had to put quarters in the machine to make them work because the screens always moved anyway.
Yeah, they didn't
know.
And
so they were just running around thinking they were playing all these games. I was such a,
I know.
A terrible parent.
But that's...
did you tell them they had to wash their hands before they ate their pizza?
No. Yeah, right? Oh, my goodness. So anyway, that just reminded me of various funny...
You know, this...
Yeah, happy boy.
Another thing that I was just reminded of, I have a high school friend who... has started doing eulogies for the living. And I'm going to post this on the site when the site is working. So I don't remember the site name right now, so I'm going to have to look it up. But I just remembered. What he does is he calls family members. You know, you give him a list of people to talk to and their contact information, and he calls them all up. And he has a very wonderful way of asking questions, and he has a series, and he learns, and you can tell anecdotal stories about the person that's still alive, and you can tell them what it is you care about them, you know, what it is right. You think about them, what you've learned, or any of those things. And then he compiles them in a recording, and then you can give it to them at a significant time in their life, like an 80th birthday or something. And so these...
Or 50th birthday.
Or 50th.
Except
yeah.
That would be scary.
It shouldn't be. That's the whole point.
Know,
it shouldn't
I
be
know.
Scary. And wouldn't it be, you know, we would all love to know what people would have to say about us. And this is a way to really give, especially older people who often don't have friends around anymore. You know,
yeah,
they have their
yeah.
families and stuff, and it just helps them remember why people care about
them. I
think
that's a nice idea. Well, Elizabeth, we are never at a loss for fun things to talk about with you, and I love how you share this information and make it really, I don't know what the word is, but I'm always feeling a little inspired and hopeful when I'm done that it's not such a scary thing. People like Elizabeth out there taking care of us.
Uh-huh.
So people can find out more about you from cornerstonefunerals.com, correct?
That's me, yeah.
And we will also put the link on our website. And thank you so much again for calling, and we'll talk again in a couple of months.
Yeah, you just have a beautiful weekend. Thank you.
You too.
As usual, a delight. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
She is great. She has such a great way of making the information accessible and not terrifying.
Uh-huh, yeah.
It's uncomfortable stuff. You know, we're not comfortable with death.
I mean,
I've gotten better about it, but I think as a culture, we're all running and screaming.
We get better with it the older we get because we know it's closer.
Or we get more uncomfortable.
Yeah, exactly.
So, hey, tonight is, what time is Earth Hour?
8:30 p.m.
Yeah.
If you haven't heard yet, if you've been under a rock, at 8:30 tonight, we're supposed to turn off our lights, right? For an hour?
Yes. Yeah.
I can do
it's
that.
It's called Earth Hour, and you can read about it at earthhour.org.
So basically everyone around the globe is being yeah. asked to do this, and there are, I verified, well, although some divergence in some people's opinions, but there are 24 time zones
there really
around
are?
The planet. Yeah.
Wow.
So this will be happening every hour. For 24 hours in different parts of the world.
Yeah, it's staggering.
I hope the satellites are taking pictures of this.
Space,
this will
yeah.
be like a wave.
Oh, that would be so cool.
And
if everyone participates.
Yeah, yeah.
But don't ruin the picture.
Yeah, don't ruin the picture.
Right.
Turn your lights.
Turn off
and the
lights.
Other thing to do during that hour, if it's, you know, if it's dark where you are, where most places will be dark by then, go outside and look at the stars. You know, so many places we don't have access to the stars.
That reminds me of... our friend Kevin Poe, the Dark Ranger. He calls himself
the Dark Ranger. Yeah.
Because we have a lot of light pollution.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And we don't get to see the
stars. Especially here in the Northeast.
Yes.
Yeah. So take advantage of this Earth Hour and go out and see and look at the stars and see how many more there might be.
So earthhour.org, people can go and get
correct.
Information.
And they have a really fun video. So you got to watch the video, then turn everything
yeah. on. Yeah. We saw that great video on KarmaTube. I don't know if that's on their site as well.
It is on their site. Yeah.
Terrific.
Also, you can light candles, right? It's not electric.
Yeah.
You can if you're
sit in the dark if you don't feel like sitting in the dark.
That's right.
I think it's a good way to get... You know, romantic maybe. I don't know.
Candles.
Just thinking.
Nice.
Just thinking.
Ambience.
Soy-based, non-petroleum candles.
That's
funny. Well, we have a lot more coming up in the next couple of weeks. I will try. Hopefully our site will be back, but you can please find us on Facebook. That's facebook.com/GreenDivas.
Mm-hmm. And on Facebook, tell us what you're doing in your own community.
Yeah.
Oh, and don't
either on your own or maybe something that's been inspired by what you've heard here on our show.
Yeah.
Yeah. And don't forget to mention, like us and mention G2 Organics this week for
next week
of the
don't
drawing. And there's some pretty scrumptious gifts.
Telling you, man. All right. Have a great green week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Green Divas Radio Show. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, follow them on Facebook and Twitter, and don't forget to visit the blog at thegreendivas.com. That's greendivas.com. And remember to share the good green news with friends and family.